I wanted to talk to Representative Jonathan Carroll. He's in the 57th District, so he's your guy if you're in Des Plaines, Glenview, Mount Prospect. And he's got an interesting take on the people who won't get vaccinated. Representative Carroll, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. What's your proposal, sir?
Well, you know, my proposal is very simple. I think people that are choosing not to get vaccinated, able-bodied people, let me start off with able-bodied people, so people that can take the vaccine, that are choosing not to take the vaccine, will be responsible for his or her medical costs if anything COVID-related happens. And we're seeing in our healthcare system, and we're seeing that this has become a disease of the unvaccinated. So it's about personal choice, and certainly I don't want to restrict anyone's choice, but at the same time it's very concerning that the numbers continue to skyrocket, and it really is amongst the unvaccinated. I mean, I just saw a statistic that shows this super majority of those hospitalized are unvaccinated.
Yeah, if you're in a hospital with COVID, you almost certainly didn't get the vaccine. But most people have insurance, so you're not saying that their insurance can't kick in, right?
No, I'm saying that their insurance, you know, that their insurance, you know, won't be responsible for that. Again, because it's a personal choice, because I think that all of us who pay for insurance are going to see our premiums go up, and it's going to be because of, you know, the unvaccinated that aren't, that aren't following what the rest of us are doing.
Do you have the right? I mean, I get your, I know where you're coming from on this, but that's a contract I signed with a company. I pay premiums. They provide care. So if the insurance company isn't doing this, what business is it of yours or mine?
Well, I think again, it's to our increase in premiums. It's to the fact that people are making choices about, you know, about something that we've had for over a year that we're showing is effective. That certainly, again, you know, it's not, nothing's 100%.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing is the people who are catching COVID that are vaccinated, generally speaking, aren't ending up in the hospitals, aren't clogging our healthcare system, and are doing what's responsible for all of us, which is trying to create some sort of herd immunity so that way we can get onto life back as normal. And, you know, it's I've heard a lot of arguments from people against the vaccine. A lot of them I don't agree with people on those. And I think it's only fair that, you know, choices have consequences, John. And I think that's one of the things that is really, you know, is very frustrating. Look, I live in an area that's highly vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to several of my constituents, and a lot of them share the same feelings. Like, why are we holding responsibility for people that aren't doing their part?
I understand your frustration. I share it. I don't understand these people, and I've moved on. But I would at least meet you here. I would say that if you, you know, it just seems to me like I've paid premiums and I've made decisions that the insurance company will live with. So I'm not sure it's the state's business to interfere in that, even though we are all impacted by non-vaccinated people. But if you don't have insurance and the state has to pay for your care, now it seems like I've got skin in that game. Now that is my tax dollar. Never mind my premium. At least it's my tax dollar. So I could understand that. Do you think you have legal standing here? Does this hold up what you're suggesting, Jonathan?
Well, let me say this, John. I think that every piece of legislation that's introduced is evolved regardless. And so I think any time you present any legislation, you're going to work with people on it. So obviously this is the first step in that effort. I think I put out what my intention was. Now, you know, we'll work through the logistics of this, see where it goes. You know, again, and if it's not, obviously, if it's not legal, there's going to be challenges to that. You know,
sure,
I think that
sure
happens with a lot of legislation.
Right, how about this, Jonathan? I want to introduce a caller here. This is Al. You're on WGN. Al, what did you want to say? Hi.
Hi. Well, I want to know why the representative wouldn't extend the same principle to other diseases that are caused by people's behavior or lack of good behavior, such as heart attacks caused by smoking, being overweight, lack of exercise.
Yeah, sure. What about that then?
Well, if there's a vaccine for obesity or to quit smoking and people refuse to take it, I'd be on the same path. I mean, we have a vaccine that is helping slow the spread down of a pandemic. And if there's a vaccine for obesity, believe me, I think there'd be a lot of people in line for it. But again, we don't have vaccines for those things.
Well,
but we have
those
a vaccine
aren't contagious either. I think that's the problem, too. If I make bad medical choices, I smoke, I overeat, I have cancer, I have heart disease as a result of that, but I'm not going to give you my cancer because of it, and I do stand a chance of getting COVID because of your unwillingness to get the vaccine. That's kind of key, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. But again, it's one of these things where, you know, our healthcare system still has not recovered from this pandemic, and we are flooding our emergency rooms, our ICUs, you know, the ventilators, all these things that are could be easily fixed by this the vaccine. And look, it's been out for a year; it's showing its effectiveness. Limbs aren't falling off. We're not being tracked. It's not all the things that some of the conspiracy theorists have. But this is—I don't understand why this has become such a political issue, but it has. And again, it's causing our healthcare system to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it's causing us to understand the importance of this to get very frustrated. Believe me when I tell you, I've heard from a lot of my constituents that are very supportive of this and from other people as well, because they understand it's like we're kind of at that point where, you know, it's enough already. It's like we want to move on with life. And
yeah.
A lot of the people that claim that this is a hoax and this is that
no.
are the same ones that are emailing me telling me how my bill is bad. Well, if it's a hoax and you don't think it's real, then okay, fine. Then you're taking that risk. Then you're taking the assumption of risk.
I'm out of time, Representative Jonathan Carroll's bill is House Bill 4259, introduced it Monday in Springfield. Jonathan, nice to talk to you. Let's talk again and follow this. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, John. Have a good day.